The Rob Anybody and Dawn Show. That's anybody, as in, can anybody save this show? And now back to Rad Radio.
Emails RAD at radradio.com. This one came in from, not even going to try to pronounce it. What up, dude?
Sport.
Hey. Ace.
Buddy.
Champ. Way too many consonants in this guy's name.
Oh. Scooter.
Says, I just wanted to be a bit nostalgic and say it's awesome.
Awesome.
To hear producer Nick on the recent shows. It takes me back to 2000 when I first started listening to you guys as a young punk, thinking that I knew everything already, but didn't know crap. I love you guys, and I look forward to hearing the 3-hour sports show tomorrow. Yes, Dawn, it is possible to talk sports for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve and I would go longer than that because we're the regular, if we could. Mixed Pick Sports Show, 10 a.m. today, Rad TV, members.radradio.com, Rad Radio app in Sacramento, 104.7 FM, 890 a.m. All the same places tomorrow. It's not on at 10 a.m. It's noon to 3 with a recap of today's first round of the NFL draft, winners, losers, surprises, and what needs to happen over the weekend for the rest of the teams.
And thank you, listener, but you might be being taken a little too far back. I didn't start till 2002.
Which, that could be his fuzzy brain.
Could be.
It could be a misremembrance. Who knows? That's right. You weren't around on 9/11.
No, I wasn't.
That's right.
God.
How did you guys do it without Nick during that? Did you have anybody producing the show at that point?
We're gonna. I'm gonna give you the most expected answer of how we did it.
Got it.
I'm good.
That was
the day that I grew up on the radio.
Man. Certain names are coming back to mind.
Yes.
For sure. That is. Yeah.
Let me tell you, the line of pickpockets and derelict characters that came before me made me look like a champ when I finally got hired.
Yeah.
Well, and as Brandon can attest to, there's been a line after you as well. I mean, we have had to work our way through.
Bobbing and weaving.
It's been quite a journey.
Yes. Just a lot of bodies in the wake. All right, let's shift gears. So he brought up the 3-hour sports show tomorrow. Steve and I, in about 40 minutes, will go over draft day one, which, as I was mentioning earlier, as Dawn was mocking, you know, our obsession with sports and things that, you know, men enjoy in particular, but women too now with
the
NFL.
I think it's lovely. That's great.
The NFL draft will be one of the most watched shows of the year because that many people that will be sitting there waiting as teams are on the clock for, I don't even know, is it 10 minutes now or whatever?
They're tailgating.
You're sitting there waiting. I see you lose my team. I mean, if you're like a Niner fan like me, they've got the second to last pick. So if you really, which I don't.
You don't tune in when you think it's your team. You are there from the get-go.
Well, if you're a football fan, you're there for the first, I mean, especially this year, the first 5 picks, for sure. So that's the first hour, at least until 6:30-ish. Regardless who you're a fan.
Is this the one where there's a crowd and an audience, or is that college?
No, there's
and they
that.
Come out and they say where they're, this is that.
Yes, this is that. And they all boo Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL. Boo! Thanks for putting on the thing that we all love. Boo!
But that is separate from, although this is a part of it, than when they're in the VIP rooms.
It's all the same event. Just shut up.
All right. I'm trying to have interest.
No, you're not. That's the problem.
You're just shooing me away. I'm trying to actually hear you.
Those who know, and the rest of you don't care. So stop.
In this moment, I do.
But Logan has a question that brings us all together, because Steve Mickelson couldn't join us yesterday. Had some last-minute things he had to do, so we cobbled together producer Nick, who's here, and Dawn's husband, Gary, who's done the show with me before. And we've mentioned also, because a couple weeks ago, when the Kings were in the playoffs, or trying to get into the playoffs, they're in the play-ins, that Gary had this last-minute hair, and he decided to buy tickets, second-row tickets, to take his dad, who we call Pops, Dawn's father-in-law, who lives with him, to the game. Now, Pops didn't know that the tickets were in the second row. Gary didn't know that his dad had never even been to a live game. And so they got to see the Kings beat the Warriors, and those are his dad's 2 favorite teams, blah, blah, blah. Lots of background there. But all of that brings us to Logan's question, which is, when Gary and Dawn's father-in-law watch basketball, do they have their spots where they will only sit? And it is especially important, are they superstitious about they have to sit in a certain spot when they watch the Kings? This is a very sports fanny-ish question.
No.
Do you pay attention? Do you know that for sure?
Listen, I'm going to say no, and then with an asterisk, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Because I've seen, let's start with Pops. I've seen him in his bedroom. He has a recliner chair in there that he'll sit on a lot and fall asleep on, although he's got a bed, you know, whatever. He's retired. He's an old man. He can sleep wherever and whenever.
And does.
And he does. His hours are so, I know, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes he's like, my schedule's all over the place. I'm like, Pops, you don't need a schedule, really.
What schedule?
Live it up.
He's like, I get up at midnight, and sometimes I'm up till 3, and then I go sleeping. I'm like, exactly.
So?
That's awesome.
Right? You're not dreading the fact, oh, work. Oh my God.
The Mondays.
He's not got a care in the world, which is perfect. It's how it should be. And so I've seen him watch the game in his recliner in his bedroom, and then I've seen him watch it in the living room, and he does sit in the same spot every time.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know if that's just because that's his favorite spot to sit on the couch, or that's his King's Warrior spot.
I mean, at least at my house, we have our spots in our living room, so it's like you just sit in your designated spots in your living room.
And that's to the point of my husband, Gary. I've never heard him talk about anything superstitious like that. Yeah. He just has his spot.
Hello, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a question for Nana Dawn from the Dogwoods Resort video.
Yes, the canine.
Why is there still Miami, Florida type plastic on your bar stool?
I love you. I love you because we got so many emails about this because the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam featured Dawn's Labrador Hank. And here's one. Nana Dawn, what's with the plastic covered furniture? I got to know, is there a compelling reason or are you just embracing your old ladiness? Sid said, how come Dawn has those grandma plastic coverings over her bar chairs? Is no one allowed to sit there? Daniel says, why does Dawn have plastic covers on her chairs? I get it if you have kids like Kyle, like teenagers, but aren't there only grown ass adults there? On and on and on and on. So, what?
So
funny what people notice.
Yeah, I love that so much. And I sit here laughing, going, clearly none of you are Sicilian because it's mandatory.
At some point,
you have to have plastic on some piece of furniture. But it is very Italian. But the reason I do it is our cats that we inherited, God rest her soul, from my mother-in-law, her two cats, they like to go to the bathroom on fabric.
And those bar stools
are fabric, and they were not cheap. If they were cheap, whatever, who cares? And so I put plastic on them and to deter the cats. But yeah, people can sit in them and they can even take the plastic off while they're sitting on them. But put that plastic right back on when you're done sitting on them. Damn cats.
We also got a follow-up email here from Christine.
Hey, Christine.
Who says, I'm going to my first Major League Baseball game today.
Aww.
My husband's taking me to see the Texas Rangers. I'm pretty excited.
Aww,
well, there's another team involved, I hope you know, Christine. And then she says, I hope the Rangers get all the touchdowns.
So. That's sweet.
No, she did. No, she did.
Oh, she's being funny.
She's
that's
embracing
great.
It. Yeah. No, or she just doesn't know any better.
Stop.
Which is fine either way. As long as she's hot. We're going to play Win Rob's Change. We do it every morning at 6:30 and 9:30. We have had 6 guesses and 6 clues. If you can give us the right amount of money, you win it. Phone number is 888-989-9811. Caller 18 gets to Win Rob's Change.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.